Thank you, Madam, for your statement and for unpacking the challenges that are faced by impoverished countries. You spoke particularly from the context of African countries. And I think we all agree that the effectiveness of FFD4 would indeed be judged later by how far they address the current structural and systemic challenges faced by impoverished countries. And therefore, you're absolutely right that the Financing for Development Conference next year must pursue a transformative agenda, identifying the key challenges and obstacles and addressing them. I think a lot of the points you made were, again, those that were made by the previous speakers. So we do see that there are certain recommendations which are coming together. You also spoke about the fact that, yes, while democracy is important internally in countries, we must also democratize the global and trade and economic institutions. You pointed out the need for stressing on policy space for developing countries, and you highlighted, I think rightly, that the current trade and financial architecture limits the policy space that developing countries need in order to pursue their own sustainable development plans and policies and practices. And the FFD4 should focus on these as well. The last point you made, I think, has been reiterated on many different occasions during this week, beginning with the expert mechanism on the right to development, that trade and finance are not just ends by themselves. They are a means to an end, and the end should always be promotion of human rights and sustainable development. So thank you, Madam, for all those comments. With that, I'll open up the floor to the participants. I'd reiterate my request to please focus your statements on concrete recommendations that we as a social forum can give to the FFD4. So I first recognize the distinguished delegate from Cuba.